What might have been. Toward the end of the 20th century, Scottish professor Charles Smart succeeded in stabilizing a time tunnel to Victorian London, constructed from exotic matter with negative energy density, duh. Within months, the FBI had established the Witness Anonymous Relocation Program to stash federal witnesses in the past. When the professor learned that Colonel Box of Warp Division was planning to use the wormhole to manipulate governments and regimes, he fled, horrified, into the past, taking his codes with him. A wasted gesture, really, since Colonel Box and his entire unit had disappeared on a mission only days before. Smart returned to the 21st century some years later, but he was far too dead to share his secrets. His arrival had quantum repercussions, which ensnared young FBI consultant Chevron Savano and even younger Riley, a boy from Victorian London who wished to escape the career of assassin mapped out for him by his evil master, the conjurer and murderer for hire, Albert Garrick. Garrick pursued his apprentice to the future and back, but he was ultimately cut adrift in the smart hole, with no means to reassemble his physical person. More stuff happened too. High adventure, close calls, and belly laughs. But that's another story. It's quite the story, to be honest, and has no place muddling up this report. So all's well that ends well for our spirited pair of young adventurers? For Chevy, not so much, as we will find out. For Riley, even less so, which will become almost immediately apparent. Chevy's brief presence in Victorian London caused temporal ripples, which were to have a dire effect on the present. Simply put, Chevron Savano was noticed in the past by the previously mentioned Colonel Box, who had actually set up shop in Victorian London. As a result, the Colonel was prompted to have Riley murdered, and then move up his world domination plan by a few days, causing the downfall of major world powers and the emergence of the Boxite Empire. If Chevy had not been noticed, then Box would have stuck to his original emergence day, and the catacombs where he made his base would have flooded, foiling his plans forever. Chevy now lives as a Boxite cadet in a timeline that is not her own. Her mind is rejecting modern-day London and allowing her original memories of time travel adventures and the FBI to bleed through. For cases like Chevy's, Professor Smart predicted two hypothetical outcomes. Either the time traveler drowns the visions in antipsychotic drugs so that he, she, may live some kind of normal life, or the visions will become so vivid that their discordance with actual events will drive the subject insane. When we join the story, Chevron Savano's visions are becoming extremely vivid, and if there were antipsychotic drugs handy, they certainly would not be wasted on a mere army cadet. Chapter 1. Molly and Gugu. If you go back in time and assassinate Rasputin, then there's no need to go back and assassinate Rasputin. So is old Grigori dead, or isn't he? Professor Charles Smart. Boxite Youth Academy. Present day. London. New Albion. 115 BC. Boxite calendar. London town. Once there had been a magic about the city. Just hearing the name conjured images of Dickens's young trickster, Dodger, or of Sherlock Holmes in Baker Street, putting his mind to a three-pipe problem, or of any one of a thousand tales of adventure and derring-do that were woven through London's magnificent avenues and shadowy